Has the City of London benefited from Brexit as the golden days continue to fade? 3 years after leaving the European Union, there are no discernible signs of any benefits for UK finance. Instead, there are multiplying and worrying signs of a lack of substance to the initial bold slogans. Leadership seems to be slipping away from the UK in many fields as the EU continues to exercise its soft power of setting standards that acquire global standing due to its economic scale. There seems to be no plausible route to significant improvement for the UK outside the European Union. The bravado of fine announcements has given way to the reality of little content in terms of business creation. The flagship Financial Services and Markets Bill has just become an unimpressive act. The MOU on financial service cooperation with the EU is revealed as a talking shop that leaves EU autonomy unfettered. The city's global standing is slowly sinking, as the city's leaders recognize with some alarm. There are worrying signs about many of the city's core activities, including equity trading of EU shares went to Amsterdam, and London is now smaller than Paris. New equity listings are declining. Risks remain for the delegation of asset management functions. Solvency II reform, a Brexit war cry, may be achieved only slightly ahead of the EU's own reform. Digital strategy remains fine plans while the EU completes its legislation. Greening was meant to be a leadership icon, but the UK is on the verge of becoming a rule taker as the EU's granular legislation comes into force. EU enforcement of rules on bank risk management trading is ramping up, and senior roles are shifting to the mainland. The location of Euro CCPs is set to shift amid stark warnings about the necessity of preserving the EU's financial stability. The financial sector's tax revenues, 10% of total receipts and foreign earnings, net £44.7 billion in 2021, are under threat, while the UK balance of payments remains precarious, relying on the continued kindness of strangers. The sector employs 1.08 million in the UK, and, together with business services, 220,000 in Scotland, according to the Scottish Government. This blog is based on the executive summary of a new paper for the Federal Trust. The full paper is available in the podcast description. Graham Bishop is a consultant on European integration, political, financial, economic, and budgetary. Ex-chair of the European Movement, UK's National Council, he served on the European Commission's expert group on joint issuance of debt. This article is part of the Scotland Europe Initiative, examining Scotland's and the UK's relations with Europe and the effects of Brexit on our daily life by exploring public policy issues such as trade, investment, energy policy, and migration. Knowledge in Sound is an audio transcription of the Royal Society of Edinburgh's blog series, featuring in-depth analysis and opinion pieces from some of Scotland's leading thinkers. The articles offer personal views on a variety of issues. These views are not those of the Royal Society of Edinburgh and are intended to provide different perspectives on a range of current issues